Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, "The Church is One Foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 7, verse 1 through 13 as follows. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled. That is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And Jesus said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day. Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to always obey first and foremost the commandments of God, and not to allow the vows, institutions, and traditions of our church to circumvent the Word of God, to be loyal and steadfast in our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and committed to the Bible as the inspired Word of God in all of its truth and purity, and the only norm and rule of practice and faith. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 7. With special attention to verses 6 through 8 as follows. And Jesus said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do we always obey the commandments of God? The two tables are tablets of the law. The first three commandments of our Lord, in which Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And then the last seven commandments of our Lord, in which Jesus also says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Yes, do we always obey the Ten Commandments of God? Or do we sometimes also hold on to traditions of men, including some traditions and institutions by the church? Because that is precisely what the Pharisees, the scribes, and some of the teachers of the law were doing. They were holding to the traditions of men as they gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean or unwashed. For the religious leaders, it was important to give their hands always a ceremonial washing before eating. And they believed that whenever they met those who were unclean, they were required to pour water over their hands to cleanse themselves, even though this was not a command of the law of Moses, but a tradition of the Pharisees. This was especially significant when they came from the marketplace after having had contact with Gentiles or with Jews who did not observe the ceremonial washing of their hands. That was also true of many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pots, copper vessels, and dining couches. As a matter of fact, the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And how does Jesus respond to them? He quotes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" In other words, the Pharisees criticized his disciples for not practicing and obeying the ceremonial washing of their hands. And yet at the same time, they openly disobeyed one of the commandments of the law of God. As a matter of fact, to circumvent the fourth commandment of God, the Pharisees instituted the Korban vow, which is found only in St. Mark chapter 7, verse 11, and offered or devoted to God as a gift and to be used for the sacred treasury in the temple. And therefore, it could not be used to help their parents in their time of need or poverty. In other words, the Pharisees took a legitimate Korban offering and used it in a very devious way to defraud their parents and enrich themselves. So Jesus said to them, "You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And then Jesus went on to say, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your religion." Unfortunately, the scribes and Pharisees were using traditions of the elders to avoid doing the things that God clearly commands in the law. They abused their tradition. In other words, they were clearly circumventing a God-given command with their hypocritical piety as they failed to obey the fourth commandment, "Honor your father and your mother," as they followed the Korban vow as an excuse. To disregard completely the words of the Lord in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 22. "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Jesus even refers to what Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father and mother must surely die." And then Jesus concluded saying to them, "Thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we always obey the commandments of God? The answer is no, not always. Sometimes, just like the scribes and the Pharisees, we also do not obey the fourth commandment, as we disobey and disrespect our parents and do not always love them and honor them. And just like the scribes and Pharisees, we also hold on to traditions and institutions adopted by the church. This is especially true of our practice of close communion, which has been instituted by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Whenever we partake of the Lord's Supper, in which we accept the real presence of the true body and true blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, and promise to walk together as one in our acceptance of the six chief parts of Christian doctrine in the Word of God and the Lutheran confessions. That is also true of the vow of confirmation, also instituted by the church, in which we make a promise not only to be faithful to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but to never ever leave Him nor forsake Him as a member of the Lutheran Church. And yet these and other practices are all good institutions and traditions of the Lutheran Church, as long as they are not contrary to the Word of God and the Lutheran confessions. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we always obey first and foremost the commandments of God, to be loyal and steadfast in our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and committed to the Bible as the inspired Word of God in all of its truth and purity, and the only norm and rule of faith and practice, and to use close communion, our confirmation vow, as well as other institutions and traditions of the church, as good practices that do not in any way circumvent, undermine, or supersede the Word of God. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Let your word to me come near. Never take them from my heart till I see you as you are. When in heavenly bliss and glory, I will meet you and adore you. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we obey first and foremost the commandments of God, and do not allow the vows, institutions, and traditions of our church to circumvent the Word of God, to be loyal and steadfast in our faith and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and accept and believe the Bible to be the inspired and revealed Word of God in all of its truth and purity. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Built on the Rock the Church Shall Stand. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for the safety and well-being of all U.S. citizens, as well as those among our allies and Afghans who have supported us during the last 20 years in Afghanistan. Father, help them, and especially our U.S. military, to rescue them and bring them out safely so that they can be reunited again with their families and friends. Father, we also pray for the President of the United States of America to grant him wisdom and understanding of the seriousness we are in right now in Afghanistan, and hope that he will make the right decisions and that no one is left behind at the hands of the Taliban. Dear Heavenly Father, we also continue to pray for all the sick, our members and friends who are recovering from their surgery or illness. Grant them your healing and a speedy recovery. God the Father, as we experience again the spread of the coronavirus pandemic throughout our nation and the world, especially the Delta virus, we ask that you keep us and everyone else safe and healthy through your gracious mercy and protection, and heal those who have been infected and are ill with the new virus. Father, we bring these special petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Lord, help us ever to retain. Amen.